Hello everybody, welcome back to Story Guard, the home of stories. Today's story is a continuation of the escape world. As you all may know, in the previous episode, Magnus and the Cobra had snuck into a prison to rescue Kelvin, King Melvin's brother, and the other king. They had drugged all the guards so that they could get to Kelvin. We left them when they were jumping from the window of the highest floor of the building. And now, the next episode. Episode 3. Captured. They fell down and down. It felt like an eternity for them. Magnus curled up into a ball and Kelvin was bracing for impact. As usual, the snake was looking extremely calm, as though he had taken this many times. Magnus closed his eyes and waited to smash onto the ground and break a few bones. But when he opened his eyes, he was floating. "What is this?" asked Magnus. "How am I floating?"
"Oh no, we've hit the turbulence," said the Cobra.
"What's a turbulence?" said Magnus. "I thought a turbulence was a bad patch of wind when you were flying in a plane."
"I think you are talking about something in your own world, so I don't know what you are talking about," the Cobra said. "In our world, a turbulence is a patch of wind which makes you float in the air. You cannot see the turbulence, but there are always some signs to figure it out."
"Well, how do we escape?" asked Magnus.
"There is no way of escaping a turbulence," said Kelvin. "Unless..."
He trailed off as an arrow whizzed past his nose and stuck into the wall. He pulled at it. There was a rope attached to it.
"Unless you climb off a rope and jump off," completed Kelvin.
Magnus was over the moon. "This must be a one in a million coincidence," said Magnus.
"Don't be so happy," said the Cobra. "This arrow belongs to..."
A monkey screeched nearby. Suddenly, a couple of people in tribal masks came out. Then out came 4, 8, 12. Magnus lost his count.
"Wala wila wola chila," said a man in a royal mask, clearly the leader of them all.
One of them translated for Magnus.
"The Lord asks if you are from the other world."
"Well, yes," said Magnus.
"Chala tasquala mala,"
asked the Lord. The man again translated.
"He asks if you are settlers or wanderers."
"We are wanderers," said Kelvin,
before Magnus or the Cobra could say anything stupid to mess up. The leader said something again in his language, and the translator, we should just refer to him like that, said,
"Then welcome to our humble abode."
Kelvin, the Cobra, and Magnus jumped off the turbulence with the help of the rope arrows. As they were following the tribal members to their habitat, Kelvin told Magnus and the Cobra about the wanderers and the settlers.
"The settlers are people who support King Melvin, who want the citizens to hold their ground and fight off intruders. The wanderers, on the other hand, want to keep on moving, not live in one place for too long, to surprise the enemy. Personally, I find it a better idea to be a wanderer, because with the number of enemies that attack every month, nobody can live in one spot for a long time without having to keep rebuilding their village."
"Interesting," said Magnus, clearly not listening much. At last, they reached the tribe's habitat. It was amazing. There were many huts made of wood and mud. There was a place in the middle of it all for bonfires. The Lord said something to translator and he told them,
"The Lord wants to talk business with you."
"All right, go ahead," said Kelvin. "The Lord says that you have to solve a problem with our habitat in return for his kind gesture of rescuing you. I feel sorry for you, but if you are not able to solve our problem in 24 hours, we will have to have you executed." Kelvin, Magnus and the Cobra looked at each other. There was no other way they could escape this.
"All right, go ahead," said Magnus.
"Our problem is our security," said translator. Magnus was the first person to break the silence.
What do you mean by security? He asked. What we mean is that since our habitat is only one in the vast jungle, it is very easily noticed. If you can improve the fortification of our habitat, we can live in peace, said Translator. The three looked at each other. How could they do it? They had no experience in this field, let alone completing something like that in 24 hours. So, are you up for it? Asked Translator. Or should we just leave you in this jungle all by yourselves? We will help, said the cobra. An idea must have struck his brain. Good, said the translator. 24 hours from now, you have to tell us your plan, otherwise... He made a slick throat gesture. Magnus gulped. As the tribal people went back to do their work, the cobra told Magnus and Kelvin his plan. Satisfied, the three went and took a long rest. Tomorrow was going to be a big day. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed today's story. Firstly, I want to thank each and every one of you for your support and listening to this podcast for 3 seasons. This couldn't have been possible without you. Stay tuned next week for a new episode. Bye!